Before I run through the door, I'm going to ask the media people to play this little bit of infomercial for me. And if you will just watch attentively.
The Innovate Summit is back in Dallas, Texas on November 15th and 16th. I'm Dr. Venner Alston, and I'm thrilled to be your host for this electrifying event, where I'll be joined by pioneers in the faith, Apostle Chuck Pierce, Apostle Deborah Giles, and Dr. Barbie Breathitt. This year, we're bringing generations of leaders under the same roof for an apostolic and prophetic think tank. Our theme is Converge, aligning generations to shape the future. And with that, we will be joined by dynamic next-gen leaders like Prophet Tori Harper, Kira Yeo Wang, and Victory Boyd to equip you to lead and thrive in the midst of the incredible shifts happening in the world around us. Don't miss your moment to converge with purpose and destiny at the Innovate Summit 2024. Evening services are free, but you need to register to attend. But why stop there? Get the entire Innovate experience, including day sessions and more, for only $79. Don't wait. Register now at InnovateSummit.org and get yourself ready for life-altering encounters in the presence of God, cutting-edge kingdom teaching, and dynamic leadership panels. Yes, I'm going to chop it up with these next-gen leaders to see what radical ideas God has given them for the future. This is a conversation you don't want to miss. Register now at InnovateSummit.org.
Let's thank God. We're doing something where we're going to give you $30 off. When you register, use the code GZI. That's the conference special. I'm in an interesting moment here. There's so much that has permeated the atmosphere. Chuck, thank you so much. You and Pam are an incredible gift to the body. Will you stand and honor him? I've been privileged to watch his progression as an apostolic leader over the years. And I was telling someone about the very first time I met him. I still remember it, and I remember the prophecy. I didn't know him, but someone connected to our ministry knew him. And she just kept saying, you have to meet this prophet. Okay. And Barbara Yoder was hosting a gathering. And I was standing in a group of leaders. And you turned and you looked at me and you said, the anointing is on you. From the very first time you met me, you recognized that I carried something. And I am so appreciative of all of the ways that you've prayed and encouraged, everything you've done that has impacted my life. I say on this platform, thank you, sir, for hearing God and being such a blessing to me. And I heard the Lord say this about you when the gentleman was giving you the eagle's talons. I heard the Lord say, tell him, you've known what it means to soar in the high places. But the Lord said, over the next 365 days, I'm going to cause you to ascend beyond any place, any height that you have ever ascended. It's almost going to be like you are out of the atmosphere. I kept seeing space. I kept seeing you off the planet in space, looking down at the globe. The Lord said, that is what I'm getting ready to do. I'm going to take you beyond any place you've ever been. He says, I'm going to take you beyond. You have the gift of sight. You can see. But the Lord says, now I am expanding how much you see in the realm of the spirit. And I saw you. I saw eagle's wings on you. And I saw you carrying generations on those eagle's wings. And not only were you carrying generations, I saw this process that the eagle gets into where it begins to roll back the lining of the nest and begins to push the eaglets out and teaches them how to fly. The Lord says, I'm expanding that capacity here. For there's been that comfort because you've been such a good father. But the Lord says, now I'm going to show you how to cause them to spread their wings and soar. It's a new soaring season for you, above and beyond any place you've ever been. And I speak over your body, and I command your body to align, and I say that it will give, you will be able to have the capacity to do what you need to do, and there won't be any interruptions along the way. I speak health and a total reset of your body in Jesus' name. Come on, Zion, shout. I am absolutely trying to go somewhere. What I love is I don't really have to preach. That Isaac Petrie kicked that door open. And I was teasing Claudia. I'm grateful for the team that's with me. Most of them live here with me now. Will you stand up? Let people see who came to live in Texas with me. They came to live with me. Michelle, will you stand up? She doesn't live here, but God connected us. She lives in Wisconsin. She saw me standing on this stage, and the Lord spoke to her and said, you need to be connected to her. And she is such a friend to me. Thank you so much. I'm grateful for all of you. You've had a lot of preaching. I webcast yesterday. I couldn't be here. I had another assignment. And I webcast it in the morning, and what incredible messages were deposited in this room. And I began to ask the Lord, I said, what is my assignment? He said, now I'm going to back you up to something that I told you to do. He said, and I want you to do that exactly the way that I told you to do it the first time. So I'm going to do something in a moment. I'm going to tell you some things. The Lord said this to me about where we are in time. He used the word bloody. He said, tell them this is going to be bloody. We are not just ascending to the high places, but we're going in. And he said, and it's going to be bloody. He said, you're going to have to carry a revelation of the power of the blood. You're going to have to be bloody going in. This is how you're going to prevail over your enemy, because you're bloody. And there's no way that demonic blood can defeat his blood. You didn't hear me. Demonic blood cannot defeat his blood. But sometimes the problem is we have mixture. We have mixture. He said it's going to be a bloody time. 2 Kings 3. Read it when you're home. This is the story of Israel warring against their enemies. And at some point, Israel is prevailing. She's winning, and she's winning, and she's winning, and she's winning. And the enemy recognizes that they're losing the battle. They are in a stronghold. And in that moment, the enemy understands something about blood. So the king takes his oldest son, his legacy, his future. And he sacrifices him up on a wall, not on the plane. He's up on the wall in a high place, in a stronghold. He kills him. And Israel understands something about blood because they became afraid and they ran. There will be bloodshed. There has already been bloodshed. Witches and warlocks are already chanting. They're already sacrificing. You and I are going to have to immerse ourselves in the blood of Jesus and live a bloody season.
I mean, listen to this. Listen to this. God said it this morning at 4 o'clock. I read 2 Kings 3. Venner, this is God, so don't back down from it. I mean, push us into it. And the Lord said, there's already death in the pot, follows right after it. And he says, by my people, they can break this spirit of death.
Hear the word of the Lord in this place. Blood. We treat it as some fancy thing that we do when we get our little wafer and we drink our juice or wine or whatever it is. But we've not really taken the power of his blood. Where when you walk, it's a step of blood. See, David understood this when they were bringing his presence back. It was a bloody trail. It was blood that helped them to reseat the presence. You'll catch up in a minute. Blood. He said, the battle is already won. The fight has already begun. You were born into contention. From the time he apprehended you, the war was on. And even before then, some of you in your mother's womb, it was a struggle to get you into the earth. That's because you were so marked with destiny. It's a bloody time. We've not understood the power of his blood to free us from addictions. That's why these cycles just continue and continue, because we've not been willing to get bloody. And it is the only thing that the enemy recognizes when we walk into a high place, when we walk through the door. What he's looking for is blood. He said this. I looked at Revelation chapter 8, where the angel sounds the trumpet and seals are breaking and all of this activity is happening. And he sees fire, he sees hailstones, and he sees blood. We have got to live in this eternal place of bloodiness. This is why conference after conference, and there is something different about this gathering right here. There is something that God has done, bringing us through Rosh Hashanah, moving us toward the Day of Atonement, into Feast of Tabernacles. God is doing something. He's reawakening our minds to the power of his blood. He killed his future to win a war. I want you to understand that the enemy is willing to pay a price that we've not been willing to pay yet. We've not been willing to pay certain prices. We back up. And in our humanistic mind, in our own human way of thinking, we just say, oh, it's a wink and a nod moment. I want to say to you, it's not a wink. It's not a nod. It's a time to bathe in the blood. Some of you, God is going to speak to you about communing with him every day. You're going to get up, and when God first says it to you, you're going to say to him, I did that already.
those of you on the web, you got to get bloody. And he's going to speak to you about communing with him. Not from that religious place. You can take communion and still be religious. You can take communion and still not have his blood on you. You can take communion and still not have his presence in your life. It is the blood soldiers that are going to win this battle. It is the bloody warriors that are going to reap the spoils. It's the bloody ones that will prevail. Only the bloody ones. I'm going to tell you, only the bloody ones. Oh. Blood. When you see blood, it startles us. Ooh. We recognize that it's the life source. We recognize that. It's a, what I can see in the spirit are paramedics, the wagons, the rescue wagons. And I see 911. And I hear the Lord saying, unless you get bloody, the nations can't shift. We are in a 9-1-1 moment. It is time to get bloody so that the nations can come into their identity. Generations are waiting for us to stop playing church. Will activate faith in a new way. Bloody ones. He said, we're in a state of emergency. But we're arguing about superficial things as though God can't change something. Generations of your family are waiting for you to get bloody so they can walk through that trail of blood and access him. It's not about personalities. It's not about name. It's not about platform. It is about the blood. Mm. Blood. 911. We all want to see the nations of the earth walk in their redemptive identity. But until we learn to live submersed in the blood, they can't shift. We go out of conferences excited, and we should be. Joyful, and we should be. What I stood here and just gave you was a strategy, a key of access. You want to know why? You keep coming right up on your promise and your blessing, and you don't see it fully come. Not enough blood, baby. Not enough blood. This is how we're going to prevail. When God told Elisha, he said, go back and show yourself to Ahab. What did they do? Sacrifice. Say blood. It was the blood that caused him to prevail. It was obedience. It was all of that. He built that altar. We have war rooms that are decorations. We go in and we say, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Bless my mother, my father, my neighbor, my sister, and my brother. But we're not willing to get bloody in that room. This is why you can't tell who's who in the house of God. Can't tell.
Blood. Blood. The Lord woke me up about a month ago. He said four words. I sat up. And I've been meditating those four words. He was talking to me. See, God will speak to you about the thing you don't even want him to tell you. I was sleeping, minding my own business, enjoying a night's rest. And all of a sudden, I could hear his voice. He didn't even announce himself. He just started talking. God is going to give you revelation about you. This is a season that God is puncturing blinders, things that we haven't been willing to see. God says, I'm going to show you you because I want you to get bloody, because there's some plunder and some spoil that I need you to take back. I've been carrying this thing, and I'm going to pray in a minute because I know what I'm supposed to do here. I'm full. The diviners, the witches, the warlocks came and took a seat in our prayer rooms. We didn't recognize them because we weren't bloody. Some of them were in the prayer rooms. Some of them were on the platforms. And introduced a whole new way of being a believer in the church. Why do you think he told them, I have something against you. You have left your first love. And it breaks the heart of God. Jesus gave all that he had so that we could be all that God said. But I'm so grateful for this moment of awakening. It's an interesting thing to walk around for weeks asking the Lord, what do you want me to talk about? And all he's talking about is one word, blood. I just kept hearing one word, blood. Blood, what are we doing with that? Finally, it started to unfold. I was like, oh, blood. A new revelation in this room and on the web. A new revelation of the power of the blood. 911, nations are waiting for us to get bloody so that they can get free. And where we're pulling them is into the blood. We're pulling them into the blood. Now let me back up to something. Where are the prophets in this room? Before you stand up. I don't want you. You think I'm not talking to you yet. You know who you are. Apostle Chuck, I know you in this room. Where are the prophets? Stand up. You know who you are. You know what he said to you. Thank you. Now, listen to me. I don't want anybody else to stand. All of you that are standing up right now, come down here where I am. This was the assignment that he gave me the last time I stood here. Too many people moving. If you didn't stand up, don't come. How many of you are ordained as a prophet? Okay, I just need to
I need to separate. All of you that are ordained, will you kind of move to the front and will you let them
if
come?
If you've been ordained as a prophet or a watchman.
Come on, because you're going to help me in a moment. This is why I'm asking for you. There is a, oh God.
This right here is a miracle. You know, the church, we couldn't have this gift acknowledged for so long. And now, today, God's doing something.
You are the ones that he has apprehended for this season and for this time. The grace and the voice that God has given you must remain a pure voice. A pure voice. What we declare, it's not about money or platforms. No, it's not about name recognition. It's not about any of that. It is understanding that we are his voice in the earth, and what he declares is what we declare. We say what he says. Prophets, this is, you have been summoned. Let me say it to you. You have been summoned above and beyond where you have stood. The summoning of heaven has come to your door today. And he wants to know, how will you respond? I heard the Lord say, put your Levite garment back on. Your Levite garment back on. We must walk in purity. Put it back on. Put away carnality and lay your life back on the altar. The Lord says, I have some things to say to you. I have some things to show you, but you've not been able to hear it. But the Lord say, but some of you did, and you started rising, and you started running, and you started laying aside everything. I just want to anoint you for your new season. That's what I want to do. And then you're going to turn around and you're going to help me to anoint
everybody
else
out here. All of you on the web, you need everybody now. As she commissions them, you stand. I want all of you to go around this wall all the way back to the back. Then I want each one of you to go and have one of these lay hands on you. We all prophesy, and the importation that is about to come from this to stir up this, and will also stir up everybody touched in days ahead. As Venner goes down, everybody out there, all of you stand up. I just want you to stand. Venner, I want to prophesy what God said to me this morning. Where's the Urbazos? Yeah, get up here, right on that bottom ledge down there. I got up and I prayed for our nation right there, right there. I got up and I prayed for our nation at 4 o'clock. God woke me up. And I thought, I mean, it's been a pretty hard week here, you know. And at 4 o'clock, the Lord woke me up and said these words. There have been blood sacrifices made that is stopping my will in this nation. Now, hear me carefully. Took me to that passage. And he said, tell the widows I'm calling them into action. said, tell those who know and have walked with me, I am calling them into action, and you widows have access to me at this hour. And then he said, send a word. I sent it to them, this word. I mean, this is how wild this is. Because I even asked the Lord this morning, what in the world can Venner say that hadn't been said? And then he said, there is death in the pot. And unless the blood sacrifices are overturned by my blood power, this nation will eat death in days ahead. I say to you, I am commissioning my people to be covered in my blood and learn how to set bloodlines so that there will be a reversal this hour of what the enemy has desired to stop. Now I'm going to say that again. He said, for what the enemy has desired to stop. I say, tell my people, if they'll listen, I'll give them the necessary ingredient in their life, in their territory, in their generations, that will cause the death to break out of the pot that is now stirring in this land. Lord, I loose this right now.
And here's what God is going to have many of you do when you go back to your territories. I saw this morning. Chuck and Peter Wagner mobilized an entire nation to pray. The Lord said that our mobilization has been focused toward prayer or worship, and those things matter. He said, but this is a season that there must be mobilization to invite his presence into the region. And the Lord said it won't just be one hub. This was a revelation God gave me. It's not just, this is an amazing hub right here. But the Lord said, Texas, the state, is a hub. And we've got to find that way to mobilize across the state where we convene. All of these apostolic hubs must convene. This here is global. It's great. But Michigan needs to do it. Wisconsin needs to do it. Tennessee needs to do it. This is how we overturn the death in the pot. Bring it right home. I release this over all of you. A new capacity, a new consecration for your season ahead. And you will wear the garment of the Levite. In every place you go, you'll have eyes to see the death in the pot. And you will sound the alarm. There is death in the pot. And there will be contention as you declare it and as you say it. And even as Micaiah, they struck him when he spoke the truth. The word that I give you, it will prevail, says the Lord, and I will validate that word. Father, I anoint them. As I anoint you, I just want you to go and take a stand along the wall, because others are going to come to you.
The Lord said it this morning. I want the wall covered, and then I want all of us to go to the wall to receive this anointing. Now that means something, what I just said. Father, we thank you that you have decided this morning, all of you at the web, all you got to do is put your hand on the web. You have decided this morning how to send us out. And the Lord said, everyone that watches this will gain this anointing. Everyone that even walks or asks about it, the Lord says, I'll make the anointing available to them. The Lord says, this is a new level of commissioning. And I want to say one more thing to me. This past week, second time today, somebody prophesied to me about the generations. The Lord said, you'll teach the generations how to hear witchcraft. They are clueless to how to hear witchcraft, how to listen, and then how to thwart it. They have grown humanistic in their thinking and have no idea when a supernatural era is whizzing by their ear. And that was a word to former President Trump.
And there are some of you in this room and you're watching on the web. You have children that are prophets and you don't understand them. You don't understand them. You think that they're making up stuff and they come and they tell you things. And the Lord says, I'm going to circumcise your ears and I'm going to give you discerning and you will know that I am the one that is speaking to them. He said, I've called you to raise prophets, not silence their voices.
Now I'm telling you, hear what she's saying. I was born in 1953. My grandmother and great-grandmother recognized it from day one. My mother did not recognize it until 1992. Listen to what she just said. Because of my grandmother and my great-grandmother, the gift developed for the supernatural. Now, I'm telling you, God is shifting this thing today before we head into this year ahead. And then my mother recognized it in 1992 at her family reunion where they came from all over the nation and said, I gotta bless this, what God brought forth in 53. And from that day forward, I went all over the world. Do not, I say, nurture what God has given you. Nurture what God has given you so I can send it out to accomplish my purpose.
Now, for those of you that, okay, we're working around.
They've got their oil. Tell them to turn. You should have your oil with you that you got yesterday. Look at it. You better be carrying that oil around with you all till it runs out, and then you better call and get four more jars.
Come on. This is mustard seed anointing. It creates great capacity. Come on, let's move. Yep.
Norma, you and Pasquale get back up here and go this side. Same way with Miss Watson. Please come over here and you do this too. It's so key for us. Now, get anointed, find your place on the wall, and the Lord, here, everywhere, we're in the spirit realm right now. The Lord says, I'm going to reinforce my wall, then send many to my wall. And y'all go that way and get on the wall. Don't mess the pictures up. Give me a headache. This side will go to the wall this way. This side will go to the wall this way. And then right now, if you're on the well, you stand up and extend your hand And I decree right now in the name of Jesus, the fire will come alive in your blood on the web. The Lord says wherever you lay your hand, it's going to be hot in days ahead. And the Lord says to you, all of us all year long, you sacrifice and enter into the higher sacrifice so that the enemy can't do anything above my power. Just line up on the wall. Y'all just get over there on the wall. On the wall, all the way down it, once you're anointed it. Once you're anointed it, get over there. And here's some standing right up here. You need to come right up here. Get in front of one person and let them impart what God is saying to you today. Father, you are sending us out with a bloodline that the enemy cannot penetrate. Chris, the Lord says you rise up and you teach on the power of the blood so that we can hear how the bloodline deliverance will come once a bloodline is established. Let's all thank God for what He has done here. Thank God for what He's done here. I'm going to tell you, this is a moment when we've always done the feast times, but when we got public and brought out and did Passover for 10,000 people and it went all over the world, hell rose up against me, and I even had major leaders say, you are focusing on the blood too much. The Lord says it will be your only way to enter in and gain access to what you need. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this anointing. We thank you that we have heard you today. And the Lord said, if you celebrate today, if you celebrate through worship and giving, my shadow of my wing will be over you this year. A blessed people. You were blessed coming in, but you're going to be blessed and covered going out. And I say the high place doors will open up to you.
So, Father, we thank you for this incredible moment in time. I send each of these back into their sphere, and I decree that they will re-enter in a different way. They're coming in wearing the blood, wearing a fresh anointing. I send them. Those that are flying out, your plane will go up on time and come down on time. Wherever you came from, the angels of the Lord will be with you. Go back into your territories as a sent one, not as a conference goer. Go back as a sent one that has been activated with a new prophetic grace. I bless you in Jesus' name.